Hockey fans, the pursuit for the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during playoffs? With DraftKings same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at even a bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. A call to action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply.
Want to go, pretty boy?
Two minutes by yourself and you feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
The only thing better than a glass of beer is tea with Miss McGill.
And welcome to the Fourth Line Voice Podcast. My name is Darren. Thank you very much for tuning in. Episode 210 of the big show, some enforcer-based podcasting coming at you, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. How's everybody doing out there? Another wild Sunday. As you're listening to this, the power of scheduling and editing. As you're listening to this, I probably have an Ice Wars hangover as I'm in Edmonton as you're listening to this. But I am recording in my basement Friday night. We're leaving Saturday morning. So I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. So I'm going to, like a good teammate, I'm going to give you some audio pleasure here before I leave. So I'm going to record this. I'll have it scheduled. Boom. It'll come up Sunday morning like it always does. But I'm going to be in Edmonton when you're listening to it. So I am going down for the Ice Wars event. Well, as you're listening to this, it's already happened. So hopefully the event went well. And I plan on kind of bouncing around and networking when I'm there and talking to a few folks. I know there's going to be some tough dudes in the crowd. So hopefully I could meet up with a few people and talk to them and maybe hand out some business cards and make some connections and hopefully get some guys for the show, for the podcast in the future. And then I hope the event goes really well. It's on pay-per-view. I hope you guys bought it. And like I said, hoping for some good fights. Hopefully no one gets hurt. But at the end of the day, they are punching each other in the face. So just hoping nobody gets seriously injured. And it should be a good time. Looking forward to having some beers and bouncing around the casino. And hopefully when I talk to you guys on Wednesday, I'll do a big recap of the event and who I ran into and talked to and everything else. And hopefully maybe won some money, hopefully pay for the stay anyway. Because actually the first night we're there, we are actually staying at the casino. And it's a pretty nice place, and it ain't cheap. So, you know, hopefully we can win some cash. Maybe I can run into AJ. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully I can get a Ice Wars room rate. Maybe I can get a media room rate. Am I really media, though? I'll be media. Hey, if it gets me a room rate, I'll be friggin' media. I'll tell you that. But no, I'm looking forward to the event. But, guys, how's everybody doing out there on this wacky Sunday? Like I said, recording this Friday night. Won't keep you guys too long. I'm going to pack, but we're literally going for 2 days. So it's pretty much go with what I'm wearing and pack on, a couple pairs of underwear and maybe an extra shirt and I'm good to go. So I got my Knuckle Busters Limited hat, go Team Swanson. So we'll see what happens, but, guys, I'll do this first and then we'll get into a couple things. And like I said, I won't keep you long, but, as I said, I'm a member of the Hockey Podcast Network. There's over 50 shows in the network. Whatever team you're a fan of, there is a show for you. The shows are dwindling down here as the playoffs, as we go into round two. Hot and heavy. So, like I said, whatever team you're a fan of, check it out. And then, of course, for my off-network friends, Of course, we got Olin Salem there at 5 for fighting that mud show there in North Carolina. Yes, he, what episode did he just do? Yes, he just did an interview with Anthony Collins, East Coast League tough guy. Check it out. Tremendous back catalog. I always say I don't like to give him too much credit, but I will. In this case, Yablonski, Segroy, Rob Ray, Bialoas, tremendous. Also, 5 for Fighting, he has a YouTube channel, and he's been putting up the East Coast League fights from this year. Over 300 of the fights from this year he's put up. He's going to put up a few of from last year as well. So definitely check it out. Subscribe to his channel. Like I said, you're on YouTube, just hit the little subscribe button. It might not be a big deal to you, but to a creator, it is a huge thing. Because it really helps out, and if you could do that, that would be great. And you're trying to get Alec to 1,000 subs. He's getting close. He's at 8-something right now. So, 5 for Fighting on YouTube. And yeah, he's got his puppy there. He's training right now. Old Gates, the future hunting dog here. Yeah. So he said, I hope Gates eats them friggin' Crocs of his. Yeah. But 5 for Fighting podcast. Give it a listen. Then, of course, we got Gary Lozito, Carnegie, Joe Lozito, who has the Coliseum Chronicles podcast. It is a New York Islander enforcer podcast. Again, tremendous back catalog. Fakota, Strudwick, Asham, Matt Karkner, Bolton. Check it out. Joe, you know, with work, you know, hey, the Carnegie Hall, people are always singing. It never slows down. Joe's out there singing for his supper. But, so he's been a little busy. But, The episodes have come kind of sporadically here lately. I know he's got one coming up here. It's going to be an Eric Cairns review. I saw it briefly on Twitter. I apologize. I was kind of cruising along, but I think it'll be like his best fights or something like that. It's an Eric Cairns. Maybe it's a career review. I'm not quite sure. But it's something to do with Eric Cairns. I know that. Definitely, but check it out. Like I said, Joe always does a great job. Believe me, I guarantee the episode will be thorough and a lot and very informative for sure. Because, like I said, Joe doesn't just wing it like some people. I'm looking in a mirror. Believe me. But yes, definitely check out Joe's show, and he does a bang up job there at Carnegie Hall. You know, he was at MSG. So is Carnegie, would a Carnegie Hall be a step down or a step up? Maybe sideways. I'm not quite sure. But I tell you, as I'm going to Edmonton, I'm sitting here and I'm kind of getting, like I said, I'm getting ready to go to Edmonton. Well, but like I said, by the time you listen to this, I'll be in Edmonton. But, you know, I got the Coliseum Chronicles shirt. Should I wear it? Yeah, that'll be the shortest trip to Edmonton ever. They'll let me in the front door and show me the back door if I show up wearing that thing, you know. They say clothes make a man. Well, you know, just saying. But Joe Lozito, give it a Lozito. All right, folks. Well, first things I want to bring up, and I hope you guys take time to listen and support. I was actually a guest on a podcast. Harrison Harper, old Double H there. He's been on this show before. Former Lethbridge Hurricane. He just finished playing his first pro season in the Southern Pro League with Fayetteville, and he has a podcast called The Project, and it's a unique podcast. He's done about 63 episodes, and I know he wants to, you know, between his like moving and playing and everything else. I mean, you know, obviously kind of an unsettled schedule. He kind of put out episodes sporadically. And I know it's something because we talk about it in the episode about being consistent, and he wants to kind of come out on a more regular basis. But yeah, it's a really interesting podcast. He's an interesting dude. He cracks me up. His show is kind of, I don't want to say it's out there. It's not out there, but I mean, he just like literally random shit he'll be talking about. And, you know, he goes on for about 45 minutes and, like I said, it's random shit, and he's had teammates on and other guys on. Well, this time he had me on, so I mean, what does that say? Maybe it's smacking of desperation. That might be more accurate, but no, I had fun. Like I said, we're on for about 45 minutes, and I just kind of talked about, you know, the beginnings of this podcast and how I got started with the fight tapes and all that and this podcast, and then we talk about Ice Wars and stuff, and But like, it was just a fun interview with a good dude. And when I get back from Edmonton here, and get some time, because he's busy. Yeah, he's roofing out there in Ontario, and then he wants to get back to Calgary and move, and so he's a busy dude. But one night when it's kind of settled down, I'm going to get him back on the show, and just we'll talk about his year in the Southern Pro League, and I think it might be his only year. I think he just wanted to get out of his system, play it, because he played junior, played college, and then play the year of pro, and then get on with life, I think. So I know I want to talk to him about the year in the Southern Pro, and just what goes into playing in that league. And I know he had a call up to the East Coast League that was a little I'll let him tell the story. I don't know if he's real pleased about it, but I think he wants to just talk about just the life in the minors, so to speak. And I know he's got a couple good stories and very long bus trips and everything else. So I'm definitely going to get him back on, and we could talk about all that. But the project, ladies and gentlemen, if you could, it's on all the major platforms. If you guys could check it out and, give Harrison a download and, check out, I'd really appreciate if you check. You're probably tired of listening to my voice anyway, but, for the sake of, Harrison's show, to help him out and pardon me, even if you, if you want to skip my episode and go check out his back catalog or check out shows in the future, please do that. Like I said, good dude, friend of the show, and I had a lot of fun on there talking to him. So he's a good dude. Actually, we had a lot of fun talking off the air. We talked for a long time off the air, and it was entertaining anyway. But so if you check that out. Also, what actually just came out on Crave TV, for those, if you are familiar with the show Letterkenny, got a Canadian show about small town Ontario, and they got farmers and hockey players and skids and the whole nine yards on that show. It's a spinoff show called Shorzy. And on the show Letterkenny, when they played hockey, the senior team, they had the two, Riley and Jonesy were the two main characters on Letterkenny, but one of their teammates was Shorzy. And you never saw him, but his face or anything, but you'd hear his high squeaky voice, and he'd be talking about banging their moms and give them all the lines and whatever. And and he was just a character that kind of came in and out of the show periodically. Well, they did it. They're doing a spinoff, and it's Jared Keyes. So obviously is Shorzy, the star of Letterkenny, is obviously the star Shorzy in this show. And it's just about senior hockey. And the first two episodes are out. They're just half an hour, quick shows. But one of the guys, Terry Ryan, is on the show. John Morasty is on the show. Brandon Nolan is on the show. And they're all on the team, on the senior team. They haven't started playing yet. They're just recruiting right now in the first couple episodes. And like I said, it's just, is it going to be rivaling Seinfeld as an all-time great comedy, TV comedy? Well, no. But for 20 minutes, put it on, have a couple chuckles. There's some good lines in it. And like I said, it's cool to see Terry Ryan up there and Morasty and those guys. Yeah, bit of a payday for those guys. So that's all right. Plus you're on TV. That's pretty cool. And it just came. Sorry, I would have researched it better. It just popped into my head as I started talking about Shorzy just came on. First couple episodes are out. So check it out. It's pretty funny. Shorzy, Crave TV. What else are we going to talk about? Like I said, who wrote my list here? Just a couple little observations from the playoffs. I haven't watched any of the playoffs. I walked through the room, when I came upstairs the other night, and my wife was marking books, and, I was surprised she actually had it on TV. It was the Calgary game. And, the one where nobody decided to play net. It was, the first game of Battle of Alberta. And anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time knows I don't watch hockey anymore. It's been like over a decade since I've watched hockey. I've seen games here and there. Like if I go to my parents' house, it's on TV. Like I said, I don't go running out of the room or anything. I mean, I live in Saskatchewan. It's sort of on all the TVs where we go. So, I mean, I see it randomly. And obviously, I'm on social media quite a bit. So, I see, like, if an incident happens or a fight or whatever comes across my timeline. So, I mean, I stay informed that way. But to actually sit down by myself in my house, in my big chair, and watch a hockey game, no, that's not happening. And it's certainly not happening for the playoffs. And I could get, a fiddler's fuck who wins this Stanley Cup. Doesn't matter to me. But a few observations that I've sort of from social media and just reading people's stuff and whatever. And again, I have no dog in this. I don't give a shit who wins. I don't have a favorite team. I don't care. I really don't care. So this isn't me being this homer or this hating on this team or whatever. I don't give a shit. But a few of the things I've found, funny / sad. Social media is like beyond pathetic. Like hockey Twitter is beyond pathetic most times. Playoffs, it's amped up to a whole new level of stupidity. The us versus we crowd are out in full. But there was an argument today on Twitter that I saw that had like 102 responses about who has the loudest building in the playoffs. And like people are arguing. I always laugh because the people arguing, I guarantee, have never probably been. They've probably been to like two rinks in their life, two NHL rinks. But they're talking like, oh, they've done the tour out of every rink and they have the decibel level thing and they know the loudest rink. And oh, it's like, who cares? Like, really? Oh, and there's guys like name calling and shit. It's just like, God, you guys are so pathetic. Like, who gives a shit? But like, I swear, like, whoever runs the social media accounts for these teams, like, amps it up. And, like, once again, not only on the ice with their stupid surge, but the Carolina Hurricanes social media team is embarrassing. Like, I think that organization is just embarrassing all the way around. You know? Like, I mean, I know they're good and they're having a good year, whatever, but it's just like, you're a bunch of geeks. Like, you're soft as shit. Your storm surge is moronic. And now your social media team is like, they're making fun of beer and stuff. It's just like, and then I laugh, like, you have to live within the state to buy tickets or something. It's just like, oh yeah. It's just like, whatever. I don't know. And, to switch complete gears, I laugh because, of course, the Leafs lose and it's like, half three quarters of Twitter is like just like ready to cry and has their head in the oven, like, but I'm laughing at some of the like what was the Leaf coach saying, like, in the handshake they got respect or it's like, what? Like, I've never seen so many excuses. Like, it's unbelievable. And it's just like, well, and I laugh because do you ever watch like a Leafs press conference, like with Shanahan or like Dubas or whatever? It's like, or the players or just the media in general, like up here in Canada, I mean, TSN, Sportsnet, all those shows are based in Toronto. So we get a real Eastern bias in the media in general, but in sports, like, everything's just like Leaf overload, right? Cause it's in Toronto and they're the most popular team in the league and whatever. I get it, whatever. But so it's like Leaf overload all the time. So, of course, as soon as they lose, oh, what happened? And oh, my God, and whatever. So it's constantly interviewing players and managers and super fans and whatever. There's always some Leaf thing happening. But I always laugh, like, when all these guys are talking, and it's like they talk like everyone's just shocked they didn't win the cup, and they're just like, they were one bounce away from winning it all, and they say this without a hint of, like, it's like, are you serious? You haven't, when was the last time the Leafs got out of the first round? Like, never mind, oh, we had a chance at the cup, and, like, everybody just talks like there's all this promise. It's like, you haven't made it out of the first round in years. How about you win a round first? Never mind, like, oh, we were just a bounce away, and the cup was ours. It's like, are you serious right now? Like, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just with the way they talk, Maybe I give him credit for the optimism, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, you get bounced in the first round, like, all the time. But yet you talk like, you know, like I said, we're one step away from Lord Stanley. It's like, you're not even close. Really, you're not. I don't give a shit. You can go on about the regular season. Oh, we're the leading scorer. He had 60 goals. And holy shit, we got Marner. We got this. We got that. And we're set to go. Blah, blah, blah. You haven't made it out of the first round. Like, I'm not trying to be a Leaf hater, but it's like, seriously, though. Like, it's not hate. That's just the way it is. That's the truth. That's the way it is. Like, you don't shit on me. I'm just telling the truth. But they all talk like I said, that, oh, we're right there. We're on the cusp. Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever. But I find it amusing, and it amazes me that people still talk like, oh, it's the playoffs. Yeah, oh, it shit's on now. It'll get heated. Oh. And like you read, and I guess they just have to sell the bullshit, because like you scroll social media and it's like they showed the picture of like when Lucic and Kane and them were like yapping, and like I think Lucic dropped his gloves and sort of shoved Kane, and it was just giant scrum. Oh, and the headline, Bedlam in game one. Bedlam? Like, oh yeah. And then, oh, this, oh yeah, battle of, oh, this one's, oh, it's going to be just anarchy. Oh, violence. Tampa Bay and Toronto, violent. Like, oh, what are we talking? And like, and again, and people just buy it. But it's like, how many more bullshit games do you have to sit through before you stop drinking the Kool-Aid? Like, I looked it up so far. As of when I'm recording, there's been 56 playoff games, 5 fights. 5 fights in 56 games, and we're all still, you're all still clinging to, like, oh, playoff hockey's super tough. Like, oh, yeah. Like, is anybody hitting anybody, or, you know, like, I don't know. Just, anyway. Like I said, I'm just sort of rambling tonight, guys. Like I didn't have too much planned. I just wanted to get something out there for you guys before I left Edmonton. Those are just kind of my thoughts about the playoffs. I mean, I don't have any more in depth than that. Like I said, I haven't been watching any of the games, so I can't tell you what's going on. But you know, whatever. Like I said, Tkachuk and Kane are savage chirps. Oh, okay. I said, well, that's all they do is talk. Talk and talk and talk and talk. It's all these players do. And everybody just goes, oh, it's just, yeah. Oh, things are heated. Oh, big deal. You know, so you swear at them a few times. And like I said, what are you going to do? Block them on Instagram? And that's somehow savage these days. Yeah. But The last thing I'm going to talk about, and like I said, you guys, like I always say with it, the listeners of this show, you know, I get the Facebook fight groups, the Enforcer Appreciation group, which Alex started, and then the Hockey Fights and Brawls page. I'm a member of both those, and there's always pictures and there's debates and whatever that come up, and you know, like I said. A lot of good guys in both groups. I enjoy them for the most part. There's always a few clowns, and you know, they have to chirp in and have something to say, and which, you know, sometimes is funny. Most of the time, it's just sort of annoying. When it gets, it's one thing. I don't think he won. Oh, you know, whatever. That's fine. You know, we're just talking. But when it starts getting stupid talk, it's sort of just like, you know, are you doing it on purpose? Like, are you just trolling for something to do? Or, sorry, folks, I get fidgety. I start playing with pens and shit. Are you just looking for something to do to cause shit? Like, I don't know. It's like you're a grown adult. Don't you have anything better to do with your time? But this week it came up. Somebody put up the Ken Boulanger-Bob Probert fight from Boston. And it's the fight where Boulanger just handles him. And, in fact, hold on, I'm going to hit pause here. Okay. I just hit pause there. I went back. I just checked it again just to make sure it's fresh in my mind here that I remember seeing what I saw. Like I said, I've seen the fight a bunch of times, but it, you know, it's not like I look at it daily. It's been years since I've seen it. And I watched it again recently, well, when this topic came up. And anyway, yeah, it's, like I said, we're just talking here, but it's like, okay, I've never seen, like in these groups and whatever, I've never seen a fighter get more excuses made for them than Bob Probert does. And that's what I said. The problem is like I said, the truth is good enough. Why do people feel, why do the fanboys feel the need that they have to make excuses for Probert all the time? It's unbelievable. I don't get it. I'm like, first of all, who cares? It's just a fight, whatever. We're talking about it, and he lost, whatever. But it's all, well, he lost this, or he was doing this, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's always something. It's like, who gives a shit? Just, like, whatever. So anyway, somebody put the fight up and basically said, what happened? Because Probert, like, literally doesn't really, like, he mounts zero offense and, like, just gets pummeled. And then, you know, whatever, gets ragdolled down. And when he gets up, he kind of throws one, like, he's getting mad and whatever, and the refs get in. And okay, and then basically that's what the question was, I guess, why? And a bunch of people are talking, and then it's like, well, oh, he was going to get going, but the refs got in there early. And, yeah, Belanger's lucky, and, you know, because, oh, it, like, if they had let it go, like, Probert would have fucked him up for sure. And it's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, so what makes you think, like, that he was going to get fucked up? Like, because Belanger didn't land enough punches on him to begin with? Like, I just went and watched the fight again, like I said, and I counted the punches. Belanger lands about, and I'm not, this isn't exaggeration, whatever. I was counting them. You can go, like I said, the fight's on YouTube. Belanger versus Bob Probert, round one. Go look at it. It's in Boston. Belanger lands at least 17 punches that I counted. Probert didn't land any. And it's not like he jumped them. They had a fair square off. And Belanger switches hands on him, whatever. And as he's hitting him and whatever, and he ties him up and all that, he grabs Probert and he, like, yanks him. And Probert goes down. Okay, and then the refs come in. Well, then he gets up and, you know, whatever, he throws a shot when the refs are in there, but they, you know, he stops, but, you know, whatever, and they break it up. Well, all these guys are going on like, oh, well, Probert would have come back. Oh, for sure he would have come back. That was an early stop. And then the one guy's like, oh, Belanger bailed. He doesn't impress me. Threw all those punches and then he bailed. It's like, oh, didn't impress you. You know, big enforcer here. He's not impressed with Ken Belanger. Oh, yeah, he bailed. That, or with the way he pulled him down, that's the same as bailing. It's like, oh, okay. And then another guy, we're talking, and it's just like, I'm like, so you figure Belanger was, after landing 18 punches to nothing, he pulled Probert down because he was scared that Probert was going to come back on him. Oh, I'm sure he was just terrified at that moment after landing 18 unanswered. Again, I'm not exaggerating. It was 18 unanswered punches. Well, then this guy goes, well, then I guess, you know, Belanger's punches don't really hurt then. He really can't hurt a fly because Bob was still there and he was coming back. Okay, I guess. Like, it's like, why? Why are we talking? And then he kind of tells me, you know, and I, dude, I know you're probably listening. You know what he said, what you said. And then you're like, well, for those of us who know, you know. We know, or for those of us who know, we know. I'm like, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. Like, okay, you know, like, all right, like, dial it down a little bit, man. Like, I offered you to get, well, and I wanted you to come on the show. I sent you a private message, tell you to come on the show, and we could record something because I'd like to have a back and forth. I'm always looking to create content. Like I said, when you do two shows a week, it's tough to come up with content. And I thought, well, we could have a, you know, a civil debate about this matter on the air instead of here I am talking to myself. But I'm not saying it's, you know, the thread's right there in the Hockey Fights group. So I'm not saying anything that's not there. You said he hit like a fly and he bailed. And I'm like, well, okay. Like, I don't get what he bailed. Why would he bail? I said, unless his hands were sore from hitting him, from kicking his ass. Like, I don't know. Like, it was just like, and I told the, what, not this guy, not Turk, not, well, I won't say your name, not the Ryan guy, though, the Ryan guy who wasn't impressed, not that clown, he's just, I said, stop being the fanboy, man. Like, just, you know, like, oh, I'm like, so Belanger lands 18-0, but yet in your guys' mind, it was still, what was it, a draw? Because Probert would have come back. Oh, he would have, would he? Oh, okay. Your speculation has now become just fact. That was what would have happened. If the refs hadn't have come in, Probert would have mounted the huge comeback and took it to Belanger. That's what you figure would have happened. Can't see it after 18-0. How many more punches does he need to get warmed up? How many more punches does he need to absorb to get warmed up to get into the fight? And again, I'm not knocking Probert. I love Probert. He's probably my favorite fighter. But, I mean, let's call a spade here. I mean, he got his ass kicked. And you could, he bailed and yanked him down and whatever. Well, Probert sort of allowed himself to get punched and yanked around too, did he not? Like, we've all seen Probert fight a million times. He's fought big, tough guys before, and he doesn't get dragged down like that in fights. He did that time. You know, it was Belanger just got superhuman strength, or he's bailing, or whatever you want to excuse you call it. It was just like, it was just this most bizarre, it was like one of the most bizarre back and forths I've had. I've never seen anyone get out punched like that. Now if it had been reversed and Probert had landed 18 punches, and then I get on there and like, well, the refs came in early, like Belanger totally would have come back. Every one of you guys would be going on about how nuts I sound. But as soon as it's Probert, though, oh, yeah, the GOAT will come back. Bobby will make a big comeback. It's just like, why? And I just laugh at some of these, like, Matt, I'm not talking about you, but it's just like some of these guys in there are just like, just these keyboard enforcers. It's like, dial it down, man. Like, I don't know. Like I said, some guy plays like Junior B and gets into two fights back in 94. And all of a sudden he's bouncing around these Facebook Messenger groups and talking like Belanger, Probert and him are equals in the enforcing game. Us fighters, we know how it is. Like, okay. You know, it's just legends in their own mind, I guess, but like I said, it'd be interesting because actually Belanger is a member of that group. I actually sent him a thing. I'm like, well, I'd like to hear his take on it. What does he think about fighting Probert? And like, what happened to this fight? People are saying you bailed. Like, you know, what do you think? You know, and well, and then the comeback was, oh, I could guarantee even Ken would say he got lucky. Okay, well, you can call it whatever you want. Luck, whatever. He still won. He still beat Probert's ass. If anybody ever asked, did you beat Bob Probert? Ken Belanger could say, yeah, I did, in Boston one night. It's on YouTube. Go watch. And he wouldn't be lying. So, like I said, you can call it a fluke, luck. Call it whatever you want. Them's the facts. So, you know, facts don't care about your feelings? Well, so you can sit and speculate and what ifs and what about isms and all you want. The end of the day, the video's right there on YouTube. Everybody listening, Belanger Probert, round one, hit play, and you tell me what happened. Do you think Probert's making a big comeback from that? Can't see it, you know. And, you know, we could sit here and play what ifs all we want, but that's not what happened. What happened was is Bob Probert ate 18 punches and got thrown down to the ice, and the refs came in, and that was it. So, and he got his ass kicked, and that's the bottom line. So, you can call me whatever you want, but, you know, I think a couple of you guys are some daydream believers or something, because I don't know what you're watching, or you have to just yell that Bob won so bad, you just have to, like, it's, who gives it, well, like, this whole topic is like, who gives a shit, it was just a fight, and that's, you know, win some, lose some, it all happened, you know, whatever, and I will say, whenever, like, a Probert thing comes up and he lost. Like, I will say, there's so many douche comments, though. Like, oh, I must have been on a bender, bad coke, or he wasn't coked up enough. And it's just like, who writes that shit? Like, why would you write that shit? I mean, we all know his issues and all that stuff. Okay. Like, I don't know. Is it some big knee slapper? Like, I'm going to say he was high. Okay. Yeah, good one. Should be up on stage telling your jokes. Like, I don't, you know, not like I read it and I'm offended. Nothing like that. But I'm just like, I don't know. Why be the douche? Like, just, I mean, I know some people just can't help themselves. They just have to be, you know. I don't know. If it was my group, I'd just toss you. Because it's like, eh, you're just a goof. You're a goof. And then you go and look, and it's like, these people, like I said, they don't contribute anything to the group. They're just little trolls that throw little snide comments and whatever. And, you know, like I said, I don't know who you think you're being clever. Like, you think it's funny, or, like, I don't know. Whatever. But just, yeah. But anyway. Yeah, guys, I know this isn't, like, the greatest episode or whatever. Like I said, it's Friday night. We're getting ready to go. And I just wanted to get something out there for you. And, you know, for, you know, Sunday, if you're going for the jog in the morning, or you have to work and you're, you know, it's a commute thing or whatever. You know, I wanted to give you guys something. Like I said, I don't want to leave you hanging. I know people, you know, they have their podcasting schedule of what they listen to. And Wednesday and Sunday are Fourth Line Voice days. And, you know, or Monday, maybe, when you're driving. So, regardless, I always appreciate you guys, and I feel an obligation to get, like, that's my scheduled days, and I want to give you something. So, like I said, this might not have been the greatest one, but like I said, I just wanted to hit record and just talk to you guys about a few things and let you know about the project show that I was on, and if you could give Harrison's show a listen, and just want to talk to you about some playoff stuff and just some stuff that was on my mind as I was reading. And it was just sort of just a general musings episode. But yeah, the Probert Bélanger thread was just sort of out there. Like I said, somehow, even when out punched 18-0, these guys managed to somehow, in their mind, Bob was going to make it a big comeback. So in that case, it'd be Bélanger got lucky. Oh, I guess so. Okay, Kenny got lucky. But, whatever. Anyway, guys, Wednesday's episode will be, it's just basically going to be a review of Ice Wars and my weekend in Edmonton. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, I could talk to some guys and maybe line up some future guests for the podcast and, maybe get some sound bites from the weekend. And, you know, hopefully like I said, I guess it's already been over by the time you're listening to this. So I don't know. I'm hoping the event went well and, you know, and I got to, you know, network with some people and, yeah. So Wednesday will be my recap episode of all that. And, I have talked to a couple guys, actually just today and yesterday about doing some interviews, and I'm hopefully, well, you're listening to this on Sunday. Yeah. Hopefully, well, Wednesday's going to be the Ice Wars review. I'm hoping on Tuesday, though, that I do interview the guy, one of them. That's our scheduled time, so hopefully Tuesday night. So hopefully that works out. But regardless, I will get him on for sure at some point. Like I said, I'm not going to throw out names in case it doesn't happen. But we had some lengthy text messages tonight going back and forth, just kind of getting some stories out of him. So I think if you're willing to commit that many times in text in stories, you know, I think he's probably fairly serious. I don't think he's ever done another show. I've never heard his name come up, so that should be fun. But, anyway, guys, I gotta go get ready and, pack my couple, things, underwear and, my Knuckle Busters Limited hat, Team Swanson, and, get ready to go to Edmonton for Ice Wars. But, I'm gonna shut up and get out of here. Thank you guys very much for tuning in to this quick little musings episode, if you will. Just some rants from a crazy guy sitting in his basement in the dark. So, but I hope everybody had a really good weekend. Let's attack the work week. Fourth Line Voice on Twitter and on Facebook, as well as on YouTube. Check it out. Subscribe to the channel. Whatever platform you're listening to this, guys, like I always say, could you rate and review the show? Maybe don't rate and review this episode, but the overall show, if you could rate and review it, I'd appreciate it. It helps me out in the searches, you know, on the platforms. And other than that, thanks, guys. I always appreciate you tuning in. And hey, if you ever have, like I always say, if you have a question, comment, concern, You like what I'm doing? Don't like what I'm doing? Whatever. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. If you're on social media, send me a private message. If you're not on social media, email me. HockeyFights@Hotmail.com. Just send me an email. Tell me what's up. I'd love to hear from you. And let me know. I always, like I said, I welcome the feedback, good, bad, or otherwise. Because like I said, if I'm doing something that I won't know if someone never doesn't say anything. So, let me know. Love to hear from you. And once again, I know there's a million shows out there, and the fact that you chose the Fourth Line Voice, it really does mean a lot. I know I mess around with you guys and all that stuff, but I'm proud of the show. I'm proud of the listenership. I think I've done, maybe not so much with this episode, but I think overall, I think my body of work is pretty strong. And I'm going to go to the weekend, Ice Wars weekend, and it's going to be cool because there's that guys that have been on my show that are going to be there. Hopefully there's some guys that'll be future guests on my show that'll be there, and I'm going to get in there. I'll talk to the guys and, like I said, network and I got some business cards I'm going to hand out. And, like I said, I'm proud of the show and I have you guys to thank for that. And the reviews are strong and the listenership is strong. It keeps growing and it gives me a real strong platform, and it gives me a real strong, not bragging rights isn't the right thing, but it's like, I know there's people listening, and I can say confidently to whoever I'm talking to that the listenership is there. And if they want to come on, it's a pretty, you know, it's not, I'm not saying spit and jiglets platform, like in that terms of, of spotlight or anything like that. Not even close. Believe me, I understand where I am in the ecosystem of the podcasting world, but not as good as some, but better than others. I'm sitting comfortably where I am. And, like I said, I've always been honest with you guys. And, this is something I'm going to talk about, once the event is over and some of the things that went on, I'll talk about afterwards. But I'm just saying for right now, like I said, I've never lied to you guys. I've always stayed true to what the show is. And I'm not a hypocrite. And this will make more sense in Wednesday's episode when I talk about it. I'm, like I said, I'm proud of the show. I'm proud of what you guys have made it. And I'm proud of the fact that I have the listeners that I do, and I can use that when I'm talking to people, and I can show them the strength in the numbers and that type of thing. And that's all you guys. And I can't thank you enough. So, yes, I'm going to Ice Wars, and I got a good team behind me in the Hockey Podcast Network. And I have some great listeners, and I can make a pretty strong case to whoever I'm talking to come on the show. So, and that's all because of you guys. So thank you. But I'm going to get out of here. I'll shut up. And I will talk to you guys on Wednesday for my Ice Wars review. And I'm sure some goofy shit will happen that I'll have to tell you about. So, all right, guys, have a good weekend.
And you people that don't like fighting, how many of you did you walk out and get a coffee while that was on?